Smarty Pants, here's a riddle. What's something you probably have at least one favorite of? It comes in many different shades and could be red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. If you said Meatcake Lady's newest creation, you're not wrong.
One rainbow meatcake coming up.
But if you said colors, you're absolutely right. Colors are the hues, tones, and pigments that most of you see, well, pretty much everywhere, every single day. On the walls of your room, on your clothes, on your toys. Pretty much everything on Earth displays a unique color.
Ahem. Before you go any further, may I illuminate the subject?
Who said that?
Can't you see me? I'm right in front of your face.
No, I don't see anyone.
Well, I assure you, I'm here. Here, I'll give you some clues to my identity. I'm super fast. I'm a particle and a wave. And I can really brighten up your day.
Wow! Smarty Pants, any idea what it could be?
Oh, I know! My rainbow meatcake in a jet plane!
No, I am light.
Who cares how much you weigh?
Not that kind of light.
Oh, you mean light as in sunlight, electric light, or candlelight.
Exactly. The name's Rhea. Rhea Light. And I am the electromagnetic spectrum visible to the human eye.
Ooh.
Often known as white light.
Gotcha. Nice to meet you, Miss Light.
Please, call me Rhea. When you talk about colors, you have to talk about me. Because without light, there'd be no colors. At least, as perceived by the human eye.
I see. And thanks to light, I see color. But what exactly is color? How many different colors are there? And how did they get their names?
Most importantly, who wants rainbow meatcake?
Maybe later. Right now, it's time for another whiff of science and history on...
Who smarted? Who smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We've been smarting. Lots of fun. On Who's Smarted?
Psst, Smarty Pants, question. How do you think humans discovered the nature of colors? Like, what defines them? How do they behave? And how are they perceived or seen? Did we A, send light through a prism? B, examine Meatcake Lady's rainbow meatloaf under a microscope? Or C, play with magic markers and crayons until we knew all about colors? If you said markers and crayons, that's certainly how many kids are exposed to the wonderful world of colors. But that's not the right answer. That, of course, is A. Scientists sent light through a prism. Great job if you got that right.
Like I said, no ray of light, no colors. And I'm backed up by none other than Sir Isaac Newton, the world-renowned English physicist and mathematician.
Isn't he also the guy with the apple on his head?
Ouch, I do say that hurt. Huh, gravity.
Yes, in 1666, Newton observed that white light sent through a prism divided into a range of colors we call the visible spectrum.
Whoa.
Oh, and for smarty pants who don't know, a prism is a piece of glass or other transparent object that's been cut to have very precise angles and flat areas. It's used to analyze and reflect light. Please continue, Miss. I mean, Rhea.
After observing the visible spectrum of light, Newton noted that the spectrum was continuous, or nearly infinite. But to make things easier, he identified seven distinct colors, which make up the core of the color wheel. These colors should be pretty familiar to you, Smarty Pants. Let's see if they can name them.
Oh, good idea, Rhea. Okay, Smarty Pants, let's see if you can name the seven basic colors. As you may know, these colors also make up a rainbow. Okay, first, there's red, like a rose. Orange, like your orange juice. Yellow, like a banana peel. Green, like boogers. Blue, like the ocean. indigo, like the indigo bunting bird. And violet, like Violet from Willy Wonka.
Violet, you're turning violet, Violet!
Nice job. Each color corresponds to a specific range of light wavelengths.
Smarty pants, light, just like sound, is measured in waves. These waves look kind of like ocean waves. They go up, form a peak, and then go back down. Thinking about the seven colors we just named, can you guess which color has the longest wavelength and which has the shortest wavelength? I'll give you a hint. I started with the longest and ended up with the shortest. Did you say red has the longest wavelength and violet has the shortest? You're right.
And in between, there's orange, yellow, green, indigo, and blue, from longest to shortest.
But what about all the other colors, like the fun ones in your big box of crayons? Things like scarlet red, mac and cheese yellow, inchworm green, aquamarine blue.
To get those colors, you gotta add or subtract colors from Newton's basic seven.
Add or subtract? I thought we were talking about colors, not math.
We are, but remember, Newton was a mathematician.
Okay, so if we add or subtract colors from the first seven, how many new colors can we make? Smarty Pants, do you know? Call out some answers. I heard 100, 1,000, a million. Are any of those right?
When it comes to the colors the human eye can perceive, some estimate there are 10 million.
10 million colors?
Yep. And every single one of those millions of colors can be derived through addition or subtraction, or, as they're known in color theory, additive or subtractive mixture.
And just to be clear, we're talking about mixing colors together, right?
Right. Sometimes you add a color to another color or colors, and sometimes you remove a color from a mix of colors. That adding or subtracting helps form new colors. Of course, there needs to be a few base colors to start with.
Smarty Pants, do you know what those base colors are called? Not the colors themselves, but the group of base colors that can't be made by mixing other colors. Did you say primary colors? Great job. Now, do you know what the primary colors are? Did you say red, yellow, and blue? Amazing, Smarty Pants. What do you think of that, Rhea?
I think they're half right.
What do you mean?
For a subtractive mixture, the primary colors are red, yellow, and blue. But for additive mixture, the primary colors are red, green, and blue.
Hold on. How can there be two different sets of primary colors? Smarty Pants, did you know about this?
It's because of the difference between additive and subtractive mixture. Additive mixture involves combining or dividing beams of light.
Like what Newton did with his prism.
Precisely. When you combine red, green, and blue light, you get white light, which transmits all colors on the visible spectrum. Although Newton initially identified seven colors when he used the prism to divide white light, you only need to combine red, green, and blue light to make white light. That's what makes them primary colors for additive mixture.
And what about subtractive mixture?
Subtractive mixture involves absorbing or reflecting light, such as with pigments.
Pigments, as in the stuff inside crayons, watercolors, and paint that makes them colorful?
Righto! Red pigment absorbs yellow and blue light and reflects red light. Yellow pigment absorbs red and blue light and reflects yellow.
I see. Hey, Smarty Pants, what do you think blue pigment absorbs? Did you say red and yellow? Great job!
And when you mix together red, yellow, and blue pigments, you get black, which absorbs all visible light and reflects no light. That's what makes red, yellow, and blue the primary colors for subtractive mixture.
But wait, how can we see black if it reflects no light?
Because that's what your eye sees. Black, like darkness, is your eye perceiving or seeing a total lack of light.
Ah, to see or not to see? That is the question? Okay, so we know how colors are made and how many colors humans can see. But how did the colors get their names? I'm not talking scarlet, mac and cheese, and aquamarine. I'm talking the basics like red, yellow, green, blue, black, and white. The answer is right after this quick break. Now back to Who Smarted. Okay, Smarty Pants, it's time to find out how basic colors got their names. Care to shine some light on the subject, Rhea?
Sure. English has 11 basic color words. There's red, pink, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, white, black, gray, and brown. Whew! Black and white, the earliest color words in the English language, didn't originate as color terms. Black comes from a word meaning burnt, and white comes from a word meaning shining.
That makes sense. When something gets burnt, it turns dark or black, and when something shines, it's bright or white. Smarty Pants, which color word do you think developed next in the English language? I'll give you a hint. It's the same as a wildly popular condiment. If you said yellow, like mustard... Sorry, that's incorrect. If you said green, like relish... That's also incorrect. But if you said red, thinking of delicious ketchup... You're the top tomato.
Red derives from the Sanskrit radaira, meaning bloody. In Old English... One of the earliest written records of the word red is from 897 CE, over 1,000 years ago.
Wow! Are there any other color words with written records that old?
Yes. Yellow and green appear in Old English around the same time. Other colors like blue, brown, and violet appear later, pretty much in that order.
But words for colors don't always describe, well, colors. They can describe feelings, moods, or qualities. For instance, yellow can mean cowardly. Red can signal embarrassment or anger. And if you say you're feeling blue, that means what, Smarty Pants? Did you say sad? That's right. Say, Rhea, were any of these meanings present when the words for colors developed?
For those colors, I'm not quite sure. But the quality that green describes was in the meaning of the word from way back.
Smarty Pants, what feeling, mood, or condition does green describe? Is it A, feeling happy? B, wanting a pickle?
Nom, 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 nom.
Or C, being young and immature?
No!
The answer is C, being young and immature.
No!
The word green derives from the Proto-Germanic grony. Later, when it evolved into the Old English green, it meant the color green, as well as youth and immaturity.
Cool! With so many amazing colors to choose from, you'd think it would be hard to pick a favorite. But most people have one. Mine is orange. What about you, Smarty Pants? Shout out your favorite color or colors. Nice! What about you, Rhea?
As white light, I contain all the colors. I can't play favorites.
Makes sense.
Wanna hear something wild? When you look at an object that's your favorite color, guess what? That object contains every single color but your favorite color. It's true. In order for you to see that color has to be reflected to your eye, which means it's not in the object. For example, an orange basketball is every color except orange.
Whoa.
I don't know about you, Smarty Pants. But color me amazed.
If you think that's amazing, why don't you try my meat cake?
A big shout out to a pair of superfans, Eli and Copeland, in Bennettsville, South Carolina. We're so glad you both love listening to Who Smarted and learning new things on the way home from school. Keep on smarting on. This episode, Colors, was written by Daniel Gold and voiced by Melissa Magenta Del Toro Schaffner, Adam Teal Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hazel Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Chartreuse Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Blue Steel Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem. We provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.